This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, when Google computer scientist James Damore tried to start a conversation about diversity inclusion within the company, he and Google soon found themselves in a national conversation. His memo addressed Google's ideological echo chamber and explained that many ideas and viewpoints at the company could not be honestly discussed. Google's Vice President of Diversity, Integrity, and Governance criticized the 10-page memo because it advanced incorrect assumptions about gender. Then many of the employees at Google wanted Damore to be fired. Within a week, the tolerance police in Silicon Valley got their wish. The company fired him. You know, James Damore wrote a memo describing how Google was intolerant of dissenting voices. Last week, Google proved his point. Many in the media referred to his memo as an anti-diversity screed. Rich Lowry says the first thing you should know about the memo is that it isn't anti-diversity or a screed. This description was given to the essay despite repeated times when Damore said things like, "I value diversity and inclusion." You know, Google professes to have a commitment to diversity, inclusion, and openness, so there's great irony that pundits and commentators are now talking about Google being at the center of the culture wars. Google leaders wear leftist goggles and apparently can't tolerate too much intellectual diversity. Google is a private company and has the right to fire anyone they believe is not in line with the company's mission or corporate culture. But this latest response from Google illustrates the biggest concerns about censorship on the internet. In previous commentaries, I've talked about how Apple, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube have restricted content and removed posts, apps, and videos. Google not only wears leftist goggles, but so does much of Silicon Valley. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Sony Pictures, All Saints, the inspiring story of Pastor Michael Spurlock with John Corbett. In theaters August 25th, rated PG, allsaintsmovie.com.